Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition which has been narrated and related from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This tradition is a tradition in which the Imam alludes to certain unforgivable sins. As you're well aware of, there are a number of categories of sins or zunub that a person can perform. Some of them are capable of being forgiven even if the person never repents from them. He leaves the world without repenting from them. He dies without having the chance to repent from them. God can still forgive him for those sins. He can overlook them, the Prophet or sallallahu alaihi wasallam or his family alayhi wasallam. They can intercede on the behalf of God, and these sins can be wiped out, forgiven, overlooked. But there are certain sins which cannot be forgiven unless the person repents from them before he leaves this world. In this beautiful tradition, the Imam alludes to some of these sins. Let's take a look at this tradition and see what the Imam alayhi salam says regarding them. Well, the Imam says, one of the firm decisions of Allah in the wise reminder, meaning the Quran, is that it will be of no avail to man to strive with his soul and to act sincerely if upon leaving this world to meet his Lord, he is still guilty of any of the following sins for which he has not repented. Right. So this is interesting. So it means that if a person leaves this world without repenting for one of the following sins, his other works will not avail the person, meaning it will be of no use for him. And he will not be rewarded from them. He will the effect that he expects from them, which is the otherworldly reward, will not accrue from them, will not stem from them, unless he has repented for one of these sins before he leaves this world. What are those sins? The first is this, that he associated anything else with Allah in his obligatory worship. Meaning, let's say that he ascribed a partner to God. He worshipped somebody else besides God, right? In his worship. For example, let's say he prostrated to an idol. You know, he believed in the divinity of some other being besides God, besides Allah, besides God. Or let's say, God forbid, this could be another form of this sin. He ascribed divinity to one of the prophets, one of the a'imma alayhimus salam, or something like that. This is the first sin. The second is, or appeased his own anger by killing someone. Let's say he murdered someone out of anger without a due reason. This is another one of those sins for which he will not be forgiven unless he has repented before he leaves this world. The next is, or exposed acts committed by others. Let's say somebody did something, he exposed this person in front of others and degraded the person because of it. The next is, or sought fulfillment of his own needs from people by introducing an innovation in religion. Meaning he changed religion for money, right? He took some money from somebody, right? An enemy of religion and changed something in religion, you know, in order to secure his worldly needs. Then the Imam says, or was two-faced in his encounters with people, he was hypocritical with people, or mingled among them deceitfully. So these are the final two sins that the Imam mentions. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at unforgivable sins in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me a
your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more.